And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
All right, I guess I will get everything recorded here.
One question. Okay. I haven't got dinner yet, and probably my dinner will come during the episode. I will try not to make it, how can I say, a problem, but... I'll probably have to stop maybe 1 minute just to get the answer, the guy who's delivering.
By all means, please do it on the show, because then it's even funnier. Are you familiar with how it works?
Yeah. Yes, I'm fine.
All right. What's up, everyone? This is Joe. This is the SML podcast. And I'm by myself tonight. Pappy and Chris both kind of bailed on me. So for this interview, I called in Shiz Blacka to join me. So what's up, Shiz?
Hi.
That was just a hi. That wasn't a really what's up.
Yeah. That's actually one of my biggest pet peeves. Yeah, how are you, man? How are you? That's not what I asked you. I didn't say, like, respond back with what I asked you. Fucking give me an answer. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're not the only guest here, so you could shut up now.
I'm the unimportant one.
We have an actual guest calling from, where is it? You said you're in Brazil?
Yeah, I'm from Brazil.
Nice.
Florianópolis, Brazil.
So how's Brazil?
Brazil is hot now. Humid.
So, Mr. Brazil guy, would you like to introduce yourself to our audience?
Mr. Brazil guy.
Sandro, I'm not going to try the last name, because I'm going to guess Sandro Tomasetti.
Yeah, it's with the accent, it's like that. If you're going to go with Brazilian accent, it would be Sandro Tomasetti. It's a little different, but
just a little.
I was going with the Italian, Tomasetti, what the fuck, Tomasetti?
Yeah, it would work. The surname is Italian, so it would perfectly work with an Italian accent.
Amazing.
So,
it's a me, Sandro.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic. So tell us about who you are and why you're on our show.
Well, I'm... just a guy who decided to try and do games. I'm a game designer on my company here in Brazil. It's called Cyber Rhino Studios. And we just released our first game called Griffon Knight Epic on Xbox One, PS4, and PC 6 months ago. And it has been great so far. The reception from the public is good. We hope we do well.
For the people who don't know what Griffon Knight Epic is, and if they don't know what Griffon Knight Epic is, they haven't been listening to our show, because I've raved about it quite a bit. But for those who don't know what it is, give us the sales pitch of the game. Tell us what it is and why we should be checking it out.
Griffon Knight Epic is a 2D medieval shooter, a shoot 'em up, with heavy influences of Mega Man. The game is divided into stages with two bosses in the end, one boss, a mini boss, and a bigger boss. And each time you kill the last boss, you get his weapon. So it's very Mega Man feel, but in a shoot 'em up.
What made you decide to take a fantasy game, mix it with a side-scrolling shooter, and then add in a bunch of Mega Man? Because it's fucking brilliant.
Amazing.
Thank you. Well, we went maybe the other way around. Because we decided we wanted to do a shooter, because it was kind of easy for our first game, because this is the first game of this team. And Each individual had worked before in games, but it's the first game we'd worked together. So we wanted to make a game that was kind of easy to do, but with a flair, with something different. And we started thinking, well, these games always have a ship. It's always about sci-fi. Let's turn this around and make it medieval. So how we make this the analog for a ship? And we thought on a knight in a griffin. Nice. The Mega Man influence came after, because all three of us were big fans of Mega Man. So we thought, why not?
Well, that's because Mega Man's awesome.
Yeah.
I miss Mega Man games.
I don't. I thought I did until I bought the Legacy Collection. And I was like, right. Yeah. This is before I was able to do games.
Yeah, I haven't played the Legacy, but I played all the 1 through 10, and I kind of missed
it. Legacy is, I think, it's like 1 through 6. Yeah. I just didn't realize how bad I am at games now until I've turned it on.
Yeah. You played Volgar the Viking?
Oh, man. Volgar is awesome. Again, good game, but, you know.
Terrible at it.
Level 2. I saw the beginning of level 2, and I've never been so happy in my life, and then that's as far as I ever got.
Then you gave up.
I think that's as far as pretty much everybody's gotten in that game, except for the developers.
No, I beat the game in the highest difficulty.
You're a liar. I don't believe you.
Yeah, you can check my Steam account. I have all the achievements.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Yeah. I love hard games. Griffon Knights, in the concept, it was going to be a very hard game, very hard. But it was supposed to be launched only with the Epic difficulty, but people started crying when they played, so we made the other difficulties, the easy and the knight and squire.
Well, thank you for not being an asshole about that. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, if that game was only Epic difficulty, I think we'd be having a much different conversation right now. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So pretty much. I'm already, like, right now I'm playing a knight, and I'm already fed up.
See, I think knight is a good difficulty. It's easy enough to be able to progress in the game, but it's hard enough that you can die if you're not careful.
Okay. So yeah, that's true.
I think knight's a pretty...
Be careful, I'm just bad.
I think knight's a pretty good difficulty. I think that's... You really nailed the three difficulties in the game. Squire lets you enjoy the game and get through it without any issues. Knight is a good enough challenge that it'll keep you entertained and on your toes, but it's not going to overly frustrate you. And then Epic difficulty is just go fuck yourself.
It's cruel, right?
Yeah, it can get pretty rough. I did a few stages on Epic, but I don't think I'm going to beat the game on Epic.
You can do it. It's just a matter of upgrading your items. So if you find all the runes and upgrade your weapons, you have a much easier time on Epic. The main reason we decided to do the three difficulties, it was because if you want, you can make the game very hard for you. If you want, you can play it on Epic from start and don't have any upgrades. And the game will be very challenging, because we, as a team, we like the challenge on games, and we miss that. So we wanted to make people, we want to make that available to people. But we reckon that nowadays people don't play games only for the challenge. They play it for, release or something. So we made the easier difficulties.
Nice. I personally, I'm in my mid-30s, so I enjoy just playing through games to enjoy them and experience them. I'm kind of beyond that whole let me play the hardest difficulty and give myself a challenge. I just want to enjoy games. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally understand, but I'm the other end of the spectrum. I love challenge. And I get myself playing things like Ninja Gaiden from NES or Castlevania because I just crave for that, you know? I just crave for that time where you're trying to beat the boss for the 30th time and you're dying, and you're crazy wanting to break everything, then you get it. It's just an awesome feeling for me.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. You're a Dark Souls fan, aren't you?
Sure, for sure. Yeah.
I was going to say, too.
Yeah, I love the Souls series. Even the Demons. I played the Demons and Dark Souls 1 and 2. I don't have a PS4 for now, but I'm waiting for it. I just bought it, and I'm waiting for playing Bloodborne.
Are you grabbing Dark Souls 3?
For sure.
Oh my god! Every developer, man, you guys hate yourselves.
It's serious. It's a theme that I've run into doing the show is that nearly every developer I talk to loves the Dark Souls series.
Mm. Crazy.
Yeah. The Souls series for me, it's the perfect example of a fair game. You know, everything. You miss, or every time you die, it's your fault. It's never the game's fault. I can assume that in Griffonite Epic, sometimes you die because of a bad placed enemy, or because I didn't give enough hints of something that would happen. But Dark Souls, it's strict. It's perfect. You know that's why I like it. It's always my fault.
Fair enough. That's true.
And the game lets you know that it's your fault.
Yeah. You died.
You're worthless.
I saw the game and get over it.
I still think my all-time favorite PC mod is whoever it was that took the Dark Souls "You Died" and just replaced it with "Thanks, Obama."
Okay.
I'm not big on modding or anything like that, but I would get Dark Souls on the PC just for that mod. So when you die, it just says, "Thanks, Obama."
You know that when in Brazil, the GTA series, in America, when you die, it goes wasted, right?
Yeah.
When you die.
In Brazil, it's se fudeu. It's like, you're fucked. It's awesome. It's so awesome that
I would see that Minecraft. Like, you starve to death and it does the Dark Souls, you're dead.
Oh god.
Just make it so much more hardcore.
It just fades to black red text that says "You died."
Fucking loser.
Or Minecraft, it just says "You're fucked."
That'd be awesome. Kill yourself.
Well, I think we're going to have to re-rate the game. I don't think it's E-rated anymore. Oh, man. So, you funded this game off a Kickstarter, correct?
Yeah. At least a part of it. Most of it was from our pockets, but a bit from Kickstarter.
I said on Twitter that I was bummed out that I missed the Kickstarter for this because you offered up Griffin Knight plushies through the campaign. Yeah. And if I would have known about this game while it was being Kickstarted, I would have Kickstarted the shit out of it for those plushies.
Same. Those plushies awesome. Are boss.
Awesome. It's made by my wife. Is now looking at me, maybe with a face like, "Don't talk about me." But it was made about my, it was made for.
Very showing us in my chat. It was awesome.
Yeah, she does a lot of others. I won a Charizard from for birthday. That is nice. Perfect. It's so great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so great. It's on Weaving Spider Crochet, if you want to find it on Facebook.
Does she sell them online? Does she have like an Etsy store or anything?
Yeah, in Brazil, it's kind of hard to have an Etsy because I don't remember the word. When you send something overboard, the posting is very hard. It's very expensive to send abroad.
Yeah.
So, and the post office in Brazil is not very reliable too. So she doesn't have an Etsy yet, but I'm trying to convince her to do it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because if she had a shop online and she was selling the Griffin Knight plushies, I would gladly start saving up some pennies so I could grab one.
Awesome. I'll tell her that.
Like I'm a collector when it comes to games. I'm always buying collector's editions and plushies and figurines and shit like that. And I would love to set a Griffin Knight plushie next to like my Teddy from Persona, my Moogle from Final Fantasy, my companion cube from Portal. I have plushes everywhere in my living room, and I'd love to add a Griffin Knight to it.
You don't know how awesome that sounds to me, because just to think that something I poured my soul into, basically, is going side by side of some other things that other people have done, like Portal and all that, is so great. I was so happy when I saw the Griffinite Epic on the store, the Xbox store, side by side from Resident Evil 6, and I said, wow, so awesome.
It would have been cooler if it was like Resident Evil 4, but, you know, 6 will do, I guess.
6 okay. 6 will do. 6 will do.
It was okay. I wouldn't call it, like, good, but...
Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, man. I have to give that game a fair shot one of these days. It's been too long since I played it, and I enjoyed 5, though, and 4 is still one of my all-time favorites, so...
I think 6... I think the 6 game has only one thing that's great. It's the fact that it's co-op. And it's the other thing I miss in the industry, is the co-op, the couch co-op, you know?
Yeah.
Because my wife plays video games, but I don't have what to play with her. Because everything is needed to be online, or we don't have a co-op game. So she basically watches me play sometimes because we don't have something to play together. So basically all games co-op we came across, we played it.
What have you been playing lately?
Yeah, co-op?
Yeah.
Jurassic Park Lego.
Yeah. I love the Lego games. I don't care what anyone says. I love the Lego games.
Yeah, I've never played them, but from what I've seen, they're awesome.
I mostly play them for achievements, because I can always get all of them. So it has this
nice
high, this how can I say, this plus side.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. There's more appeal knowing you can complete it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chiz. Go ahead.
What's up? That's one thing that's like even more appealing. That it's just that I know that you have to replay the games a bunch of times, which kind of ruins it for me. I don't like doing multiple playthroughs.
Yeah. Me too. But Lego, you only have to do it twice. You know, okay. You don't have to be multiple and make every time. If you go and maybe plan yourself a bit, you have to play the each stage twice only. So it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, one playthrough for the story, and then the other playthrough where you have all the different characters to get all the stuff you couldn't get the first time around.
Exactly. That makes sense. Yeah, but I really know what you say, Chiz. I also don't like to make a lot of playthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the speedrun playthrough is the achievement of a speedrun is usually the one I don't get.
Yeah.
So you put a speedrun achievement anyway. In your game.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Because the reasoning behind that was if every other game has them, maybe people like them. So mm-hmm. even if I don't like them, maybe other people will. So I made an effort to beat the game here just for my achievement. But I think it's the only one of speedrun that I have.
I noticed that you had it completed in 5 hours. It makes sense because you made it, but man, that's fast.
No, today I can complete it in 1 hour and maybe 6 minutes, 1 hour and 6 minutes.
Damn.
Well, complete, I mean like the 1,000 gamer score.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, 1,000 gamer score, maybe 4 or 5 hours, yeah.
That's insane.
Well, he made it, so he's clearly cheating.
Yeah, exactly. He can give himself the super easy crybaby mode.
Yeah.
I'm not cheating, but I know all the dark ways and the dark alleys. Yeah.
Amazing.
So what kind of fun glitches have people exploited in your game so far? It's all about finding fun tricks to do in the game to get like high combos or not dying, stuff like that. Anything fun that you've seen pop up?
You know,
I found a way to be terrible.
Sorry?
I said I found a way to be terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Bad.
I didn't understand.
He found a way to be bad at the game, which is natural for him.
Yeah. You were playing good when I watched you on the stream. You don't know how it's to play bad. I watched some streams before yours, and man, that guy sucks.
Nice.
What's his name so we can find him and make fun of him?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Amazing. Just troll the chat. Fucking loser.
His name was
Macca.
No, I don't know.
Well, because I made fun of him in my chat.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it for long because I was getting frustrated that he messed up so much. And I, man, this guy's going to hate the game because he's so bad. I'm going to watch something else.
Did you comment before you leave the room, like, I'm the creator of this game and you're terrible. Just stop playing.
No, I did not.
I didn't plan on this.
I did not.
I didn't know you could be this bad. That's fucking funny. Well, at least I managed to beat the game on the first night. That's all that matters. Whenever I could do like a quick playthrough in one sitting, like I almost got the speedrun achievement. Without knowing it. If I would have skipped the cutscenes, I would have done it. So I was happy with that.
Cool. Yeah. I think you wouldn't have got it because I think you have to do it on night. Or maybe I'm wrong. I think just Buddhists, you have to do it all night.
The no upgrades one?
Yeah, the no upgrades one.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
It's only on night. Yeah.
I'm trying to stack those both on night right now.
I've been working on trying to get the no damage achievements on night difficulty, and
I noticed that
some of them can be tricky.
It's not that hard if you use the shield squire, because when you get hit in the shield with the shield squire, it doesn't count.
I know. I still find a way to just screw it up somehow. Like I go through both my squire refill potions and I'm still not at the boss and I'm just like, God damn it, I gotta quit the stage, try again.
That's gonna be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these fucking frogs.
Man.
Those guys are assholes, man.
This stage, the guy who programmed the game, he was, every time he played this stage, he would look at me and told me, man, people are going to hate you because of those damn frogs.
Exactly, and, such little bastards.
I'm glad you're fed up with them because they're there for that.
Nice. All right. Well, job well done.
I love that the developers, like, I'm happy that you're getting pissed off at this right now. That's awesome. That is like almost as close to a literal fuck you as I think I've ever heard, when the developer's laughing at your misery.
Exactly.
Directly.
But this thing sucks. That's the point.
Think for the other side. When you beat the stage, it's great. You know?
Yeah. You sound like that's something that's going to happen.
That's if you beat the stage, you scrub.
I'll beat the fuck out of it.
You do it. I'm confident that you can.
At least someone is.
At least if I don't believe in me, you do.
So yeah, have you watched any really good streamers who like are finding really good tips for the game or any cool secrets?
Well, I watched a lot when the game came out, but now the movement is very low. I think we had a big boom on the release date, but now things are maybe calming down. I saw one video of a guy. It was not a stream, but it was a speed run that the guy beat in 1 hour and like 50 minutes on YouTube. And nice. The guy played pretty great. He used only the charge shot, so he's specializing in charging it fast. It was a very good playthrough. And I love to see the achievement guides you guys are putting out. It's awesome. I love to see them. I love to see them and see like how because when I play games and I get stuck, always search for tips. And to think that someone did one of my games is super great. It's awesome.
That makes sense. Yeah, because some of those rooms are a bit more complicated to figure out. I know instead of trying to figure it out, I just use my buddy Manic Edo's guides. And it saved me a lot of trouble.
The ones from the far last stage are a bit difficult. And mm-hmm. the two from the first stage are easier. We thought that increasing this difficulty from the two stage to the far stage was just to show that the whole experience has got a bit stronger.
Makes sense. I can't figure out how to get around this fucking frog without getting destroyed. This makes no sense. This motherfucker.
The boss? Big one.
No, he just lies right on my fucking head.
Fly low.
Fly low? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking one. MLG pro strats. Looks like a chart.
Developer secrets. I think the closest thing I found to like a cheat or an exploit in the game was I got the two combo achievements fairly early, and I like in the back of my mind I'm like, oh, are there any more combo achievements? Because I was playing it before the achievements were live, so I couldn't see exactly what the achievements were in the game. So near the end of, I think, the second desert stage, there's two dudes who are throwing swords at you. And I was like...
Yeah, you kept hitting the swords. You kept destroying the swords.
Yeah, I was like, maybe there's one for like 200 or 250. Or maybe there's one for like 500. Or maybe he's insane and there's one for 1,000. So I got a combo of 1,004 before I gave up.
Wow. Wow, I never got that far.
I got to buy a bunch of upgrades though.
I think my biggest one was 300 and something.
I'm trying to think what mine my biggest legit one was.
Mine was over 9,000.
Yeah, I don't say mine was like 2 something, but I don't remember.
Yeah, mine was about 2, as in like 1-2. Get mad, bro. I got the 100 achievement using that sand method. Fuck the police. It worked.
I remember you were farming gold in the in the sand tunnel, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That I was farming. Well, I did the combo achievement there, and then I was just farming gold there to upgrade my squires and stuff. I still need to upgrade, fully upgrade everything for those achievements.
Yeah. Now, that's how I do it too.
You were farming weapon kills too down there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's the most effective way of doing it.
So Shiz, how happy were you that I told you those things counted as enemy kills?
I noticed actually on how do I say this without sounding racist? The Aladdin-y type levels where like the Arabic dudes are throwing blades at you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I would like blow their blades out of the sky, I was like, oh, okay, it counted towards my combo. So I figured anything that I could shoot counts. I think I shoot. Yeah. Maybe I should actually do that on these guys.
I think even the chests or levers and everything counts as an enemy.
Okay. I guess anything that you can interact with your shot counts.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't remember if levers do it.
You guess so. You made the game.
Yeah. And I probably programmed this one, this specific thing, but I don't remember. I think levers don't count.
Okay.
Yeah, I think levers don't count, but the chests definitely count because they are enemies. They have one hit point and they are enemies. You just can't get damaged by them. But they work exactly like an enemy.
Nice. So how big was the team on the game, since we know it wasn't just you and someone else programmed the frog?
Yeah,
you just booked out the frog and that's it.
Just one guy came in for the frog.
He made the level annoying and he's like, all right, well, I'm out.
Clocked out. He's like, yeah, I'm not coming back tomorrow. This sucked.
Yeah, we had 3.5 developers, basically, because one of them got with us only half of the project. The guys are Daniel Kai, the artist, and Joe Jr., the programmer, me, the game designer and half-measure programmer, and Gabriela, another artist. And we had the guys from the Studio Urbano. It does music and sound effects.
Nice.
So in total, 5-6 people.
How long did it take for development?
2 years and 3 months, more or less.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. It was kind of harsh because we took maybe 10 to 11 hours a day to make it. But in the end, it was worth it.
How's the reception amazing. Been? You said it released on Steam like 6 months ago?
Yeah, the release on Steam was not very good. We released the game a bit unbalanced and with some bosses missing some tail animations and minor bugs, but the whole experience was a bit worse. So the reception was kind of bad, kind of good. I don't know. I we can't measure it right because we got a very low review on Destructoid, and that maybe hit us very hard, you know, and maybe it got some people away. But now on Xbox and PS4, we only got I think reviews of 7 or plus 7 plus.
Nice. So it sounds like the console port was worth doing.
Yeah, for sure.
How have sales been so far?
I don't know if I can talk about that. I usually don't mind, but I know that there's some legal issues on the contract, so I really don't know what I can say. But so far, the game hasn't paid itself. We are kind of hoping that the console release will do. But maybe in 1 year from now, it can pay itself. But it hasn't already.
Would you say it's been worth it, though, to put the work in to get it onto console?
Sure, for sure. It sold better on console than on PC.
Well, that's good to hear, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At least.
Yeah, it sold better on console.
That and the fact that people are apparently loving the game, because I absolutely love the game.
The console public in general received it very good. We have, I think, 4.5 stars on Xbox and 5 stars on PS4, at least the last time I saw. But I may be lagging behind to see it, but the last time I saw it was like that. So the reception has been very good.
That's good to hear. Has there been any talk? I know with the Kickstarter, there were some stretch goals planned for additional stages in characters. Are those still potential things that could happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I would love to do it. I would love, really love to do it. As I told you guys on the stream, there's some leftovers of those characters, the mini Godzilla and the temple on the map that shows the Oriental stage. Yeah, the Oriental stage. I would love to go back to it. You notice the speeches on each of the sales guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we almost didn't do it because of time, but it was just so fun to do it, the little thing that we started making, and when we stopped, oh my god, this is going to be harsh to translate, because we do it all in English, but the game has Portuguese, Spanish, and Russian. Oh my god, how can I go? I'll have to contact the Russian guy again and ask him all this bunch of phrases, but it was worth it.
That's cool. Awesome. That's a lot of different languages, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we tried to hit the Russian market, but I don't know if it was a good move. The cost of translating was not too big, because the guy who made it for us was awesome. Alexander was his name. And he didn't charge us too much because we were winning and stuff. But the Russian market was very keen on buying the game. Returning to the stretch goals you asked, we would love to do co-op. Co-op was always our main target, but it would change the game so much that we had to work it maybe in another year on it. So only if the game sold very well. Fair maybe enough. On the sequel.
I was just going to ask, is this something that could show up in a sequel for the game?
Yeah, if we ever do the sequel, for sure it would be co-op.
Have you considered the sequel yet? Is that something you're looking into, or are you just taking a break in between games? Do you have different projects going on?
Yeah, I'm working. We are working now on another game that is it's called Musashi versus Cthulhu.
Oh god.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, let me see if I can find a trailer for you guys. Just a sec.
Musashi versus Cthulhu. That's fantastic.
Yeah. This game is going to be a very short game. Maybe I don't know if we will release it on consoles, because it has more of a mobile or Steam feel for it, because it's just a high score game, you know. But when we started the company, we always thought of doing a big project and a small one, then a big project and a small one. Just to vent things, you know, because doing 2 years in the same project is very stressful, and to make one new that has nothing to do with the other can be helpful. I just sent you the trailer.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch that later.
That was. Wow, yeah. I'm fucking stupid.
We know, but why?
I'm just this boss that isn't hard is kicking the shit. Fuck!
What boss? Yeah, so
which boss? Which boss?
The stupid like wizard bitch.
The, well, wizard's powered. Stupid wizard.
The
bitch.
One where you have to man. Shoot the projectile like back and forth. And I've always destroyed her, and now for some reason I'm just dumb and slow, and she's destroying me.
You want a secret? You want a secret about her?
Yeah. Where's the win button?
You want to know? You want to know a secret about her?
Sure. Yes, please.
Yeah. If you use this link, the Ebon with Sling weapon, the projectile will go beyond the barrier and hit her. So you don't have to do the puzzles. It's much easier. It's much easier if you're going for a speedrun.
But
you have to do it with.
Allowed to use beforehand. That? All right, sorry, for the achievement worth not using any upgrades, does that count as an upgrade?
Yeah, you can do it. Right, you can't do it.
Okay.
For the tourists, you have to do the puzzles. But when you're doing sorry.
That makes sense. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was almost excited. Well, at least the good news is I have no potions.
The good news is you have no potions.
Because you can't use potions too. You can't use potions. You can use the ones you have, but you can't buy anything.
Yeah.
For the poorest.
Yeah. Yeah.
every boss, the weapon that does more damage on him also is better strategically. It's a better function for the boss. For example, if you use the sword against the Simiao, the elf, the sword blocks his shots, so it's easier.
Okay,
you know, it's not only the damage, all bosses have a strategic weapon to use.
Okay. That makes sense. Awesome.
So it's Mega Man like, where each boss has their own special weakness as well.
This
game is
exactly
too good.
Like Mega Man.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Thank you,
man. It means a lot for me. You know, just to see that you guys love it so much, it means a lot for me.
It really is one
so
of those.
Great. It's so great. So.
One of those games that kind of came out of nowhere that I didn't hear about it before I saw the game pop up on like True Achievements or wherever I saw it. And I was like, Griffin Knight Epic, this sounds like an RPG or something. And then I saw pictures of it. I'm like, is this a shooter? And I had no idea what I was getting into, but it was such a fantastic surprise of a game that it's easily so far one of my favorites of the year. For downloadable
Thank
games,
you,
it's just such a fun, enjoyable game, and the price point was fantastic.
Thank you, thank you very much. Feel yourself hugged by distance now.
Amazing. Yeah, I agree with Joe though. I've played at least half of the indies this year, and this one's definitely one of my favorites. I know my buddy. Who streams at XBLA fans, the bearded gent, I talked to him about it and he loved it too. He said it was his favorite shoot 'em up now. Which is
pretty so
crazy.
Great, so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And Manic Adu also at the hidden level said that he really, really enjoyed it, so at least we all like it.
Yeah. It was one of those games where when our show gets if we only get one code to review, 99% of the time it comes down to me because my two co-hosts are way too busy to do anything anymore on this show. But when I get multiple codes, I'm like, hey, do either of you guys want to check this out for like a second opinion on the game? This was one of the few games where both of them were like, fuck yes, I want to play this game. It looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
You actually earned a unanimous buy it from us.
That's funny. Yeah, I think you told me about this, Joe. I was like, fuck yes, I need this game.
I always say that all the shit we got at the start with the PC release, it was worth it because at least we hit the spot for some people is so right that those people love the game. We have a huge fan on Costa Rica, I think, or Panama, I don't remember, one of those. And he is constantly talking to me on the Steam and saying, man, your game is great, when you're going to have a sequel. And it's awesome. It's just awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, whenever a sequel comes around, if you go to Kickstarter on that one, let us know so I could hype it up and then back it myself so I could get a fucking plushie.
Awesome. Like, I'll do that.
I seriously just want to buy one of those plushies so I could have it on my shelves here because I just enjoyed the game that much.
You know what's funny? I think we did one more that we needed to do, and we may have one, but I don't really know. But I'll check it out. I'll check it out for you.
Check it out and email me the details. I will sell off my body on the corner to grab one.
Nice. Just make sure to tell me before Joe, so I can rub it in his face.
Okay. It's not that expensive.
He's further away. He's up in Canada, so it'll be cheaper to ship to the U.S., right?
Yeah, I think it's the same price, actually. We had to send things for U.S. and Canada for Kickstarter. But, man, sending things to Australia is hell. You know? it's like twice the price.
Wow.
I have a buddy who moved some here to Australia, and yeah, he told me it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. I think it was the posting, the posting is right the word? It's the
shipping.
Shipping, yeah. The shipping was more expensive than the things we ship.
Ouch. Fuck. That sucks.
Yeah. That's a big reason of why there's a lot of online purchases I don't make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, this $20 CD is definitely worth $30 of shipping.
Well, hopefully those people down in Australia really enjoyed everything that they got.
I really hope so. I really hope so.
They're $68 plushies.
I think the plushies didn't went to Australia. But I know there's one in New York. Because there's so few, we made I think 10 of them.
Wow!
So we probably can pinpoint where every one of them are. But I think there's one in Saudi Arabia and one in New York. Yeah, we got a guy from Saudi Arabia. It was so awesome. Yeah.
Well, if one's in New York, that's not too far of a drive for me. Just give me an address. I will track the guy down.
Yeah.
Yo, let me ask you a question, bro.
Sure.
Give me that amazing fucking plushie. I'll kill you. A man in New York was murdered today. The only thing stolen from his apartment was a plushie from Brazil. Police are puzzled and will not pursue the attacker.
Nice. Oh, fuck.
On America's Most Wanted, I just wanted the plushie. That's all I wanted.
I would love to see that. A drunk Joe and cops. I just wanted the plushie, man. I just wanted the plushie.
I fucking like the game. I just want a plushie on my shelf to go next to my Diablo treasure goblin.
That would be fucking epic. I'm going to die again. I hate myself.
Nice.
Oh.
So how did the Kickstarter go? Was that something that you're going to look into doing for future projects?
Doing Kickstarters from Brazil is very hard because we can't do it, actually. We have to have someone in the U.S. to receive the money for us. So since we didn't have anyone who could do that for us, we hired someone.
Wow.
And since Brazilian currency is, it's worth maybe a third or a fourth of a dollar, it was very expensive. It was a high risk we took.
Wow.
But it paid off in the end.
So I'm guessing Kickstarter isn't in the future plans for any upcoming titles.
It's hard to tell because Kickstarter, it was great for us, but we got the last of the wave, you know?
Yeah.
People are now afraid of doing Kickstarters and of pledging on Kickstarter, right? Because so many people didn't deliver that it became a place of doubt more than a place of helping the developers or the project.
Okay. Yeah, it seemed like there was a really big boom in kickstarting games and projects, and then so many, they just fall apart because people don't properly look into what the costs of a game are really going to be. Like, there's people who would only ask for, like, $5,000 to create a game, and then rewards, yeah, and then bonuses, and development, and paying people, and taxes, and it just falls apart, and they don't know what the hell to do. So,
yeah, you have to prepare. You have to prepare beforehand because it is hard, you know, to manage a group of people to do the game. It's hard, so you have to think it through.
Yeah, and it seems like even bigger developers are struggling more when it comes to crowdfunding. I know our show was talking last week about the Harmonix. They did a FIG campaign for a PC version of Rock Band 4, and that only made half of its goal, and it failed.
Mm. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. So even the big guys are having issues.
Yeah, people don't believe anymore.
Speaking of having issues.
Still having a problem with the boss, huh?
No, I beat the boss. Now it's the next level is beating my ass.
Nice. Hey. Get so, good. You
know, I was just going to say, I'm MLG as always, so no worries.
So my one co-host, Pappy, one of his favorite questions to ask is that when you weren't developing the game or when you're not working on your own games, what do you play either to unwind and relax or for inspiration for what you're working on? I know you talked about Dark Souls and Volgar the Viking. What other games do you personally enjoy playing when you're not working on games?
Man, I play everything, you know? I try to play every kind of game because to stay in touch with the industry, and because it's the thing that I like the most of doing, you know. But usually the ones I like the most are the hard ones, like Ninja Gaiden and Volgar and this Dark Souls.
Fucking Volgar. I honestly, I don't know what kicked my ass harder, Dark Souls or Volgar. Because Volgar I actually put time into, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Dark Souls I played 3 minutes. I was like, yeah, I can't do this, bye.
Yeah, that, probably Volgar. Volgar, you know, because Volgar you have like maybe 3 health points in if you're most...
Yeah. Does it max at 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Something then like that.
You're dead. You know, if you mess up just a little bit, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, and that's implying that you can even get 3 or 4 health points before getting hit.
I love Volgar. I love Volgar. I love Volgar.
Yeah, Volgar is awesome.
Yeah, you know, we have a Easter egg of Volgar on Griffonite.
I know,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked all the Easter eggs that made the game.
Sorry, I didn't. Awesome. Yeah, we have Shovel Knight, Volgar the Viking. All the others I think are Brazilian games.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what some of them were, and I figured it was just like a regional thing.
You can go on the compendium. There you can see the each game we referenced each game for each player, each character.
What led to you getting Volgar and Shovel Knight in the game?
Because I loved both games. So I went to the developers and asked them. And they were thrilled with the possibility, and we put in them all.
I just texted Pappy. I told him that I wished he was here because you love Volgar the Viking so much. And his only reply so far is just, fuck that game. I wish he was here because he hates Volgar the Viking because of how difficult he is. Like, he's not that good of a gamer, so he...
You have to play Darkest Dungeon then. I know it's a whole other kind of game, because it's strategic, it's tactical, and not... you don't need to make a good execution, but man, that game is cruel too.
And he just sent another message. He said, okay, here's a quick question. Why is your game so much better than Volgar?
Sorry. It cuts on the middle of the question.
Why is your game so much better than Volgar?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if it is. I love, like, Volgar, the same as Dark Souls. It always seems like the fault is yours. And in Griffonite, sometimes I think I miss that, you know? Sometimes I feel that the players think that the game cheated on them on Griffonite. Mm. Not every time, not on the whole game, but some points of the game.
Yeah,
that's what the one time I think I failed as a game designer, because it wasn't supposed to be like that, but it passed, you know? And Volgar, usually it's very spot on that you messed up, you know?
Yeah, but to be fair, a lot of my fuck ups in this game, I don't think there's really been many deaths or screw ups where I'm like, oh, that was cheap. It's really like, I'm like, oh, I fucked up.
Great. Oh, awesome. It's good to know that. It's very good to know that.
It also helps that I'm well aware that I suck.
Yeah, we all know you suck.
But it's fun as hell. It's fun as hell.
Well, I know we're creeping up on an hour here. I'm not sure if there's anything else you wanted to talk about with the game, or Shiz, if you had any questions you wanted to ask.
Not really. I think we kind of like ran through any questions I wanted to ask, or if not today, then during my stream. But all I know is this game is fun as hell. And this one is one of those where I feel like the no damage achievements and stuff like that are going to piss me off, but I'm going to do them anyways because I really want the 1,000 in this game because it's just too good. But
awesome.
But I really enjoy it.
It's great to hear that. And don't worry about the no hits achievements. They are very, they're doable.
I feel like they're more doable than this speed run I'm trying to do with no upgrades. I'm getting the shit kicked out of me, and I think it's going to take... I think I'm going too slow just because I keep dying.
I think it's gonna be all for probably. Nothing. Probably. But you can try it again on just the speed run. It's quite easier. if you can upgrade.
Actually, question about that. Can I go back to my other file and just, like, set it to night and then blast through with the upgrades, or does it have to be on a new save and start to finish?
No, you have to be a new save. You have to be a new save.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to make that you could go lowering your time on each stage, but the way we did it, we couldn't do that.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'll have to... look into starting over myself then, because I wasn't sure if you could just improve your current times or if you had to completely start over.
Yeah, I figured you had to start over, but at least we know for sure.
Yeah, you have to start over.
Now we know, and knowing is half the battle.
Knowledge is power.
If you use any other weapon or use any potion, anything, you have to start over.
Well, I've only been using the basic life potions just to be sure. Good to know I didn't avoid it.
Well,
the basic potions, you can use it, and the squire that you buy on the tutorial, you can use it, but you can't buy. The safest thing is never enter the stores.
That makes sense. I took the shield dude because I figured that was okay, and that's about it.
That was a good choice.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Shiz, you could always try doing the purist and the griffin speed separately, so...
I'm too far to turn back now. I'm more than halfway through the game, and I'm at an hour, and I died again right at the fucking end.
Are you enjoying hearing him struggle this much?
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was bad that I was enjoying the struggle.
No, it's not bad at all. That's why I watch Shiz play. That's exactly why I watch his streams, just to see him suffer and struggle constantly.
Some people complain about it, like, you swore too much, and then there's people like you who are like, this is awesome.
You swear suffering too much. Go fuck yourself. But yeah, Sandro, I'm not sure if there's anything else you want to talk about, anything you want to mention, or any other projects that you're working on.
Yeah, I'm working on that Musashi versus Cthulhu one. I'm working on a board game, but only in Brazil, because doing it for abroad is a whole other level. But no, I just want to thank you guys. It was great that you got me, you had me here, and it was awesome to talk to you guys.
And I want to thank you for coming on and being so generous with our show, with codes and giveaway codes, and joining us on the show. It has been absolutely fantastic talking with you. By all means, if you have another plushie, send me an email and I will figure out something.
I'll do that.
And whenever you have news on a new game coming out, hit us up and we will do everything we can to get the word out for it.
Hell yeah. We will do that for sure.
And for Musashi versus Cthulhu, I'm not sure what platforms you're looking at, but I know the both of us are Windows Phone owners, and just throwing it out there, if you decide to release on Windows Phone.
We'll probably do the Windows Phone, yeah. We are trying to aim for all the mobiles and Steam, at least that. We are going to try to do it for consoles, but I don't think the guys on console will be interested, because it's a small game, you know?
Hey, if small games come out with small prices, you'd be surprised. I think people these days are so jaded with $15, $20 games that if something comes out for $5, they'll buy it just because it's $5.
And if the achievements are easy?
Yeah.
It's true, though. If you put a small little like $5 game with easy achievements, all the achievement hunters are going to jump on that motherfucker so fast.
Yeah. There's a game coming out in 2 weeks called Skyling that's only $5, and it looks to have somewhat easy achievements. And people are just buzzing about it because it's a $5 game coming out on console. And people are excited.
Musashi vs. Cthulhu, we aim for $2 on Steam and mobile. I really don't know how receptive the guys on consoles will be. Not the public, but the publishers, the Microsoft. You know.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, if they do, then it's great. But we'll try it anyways.
Well, I know one game called Gun World came out for $2, and honestly, the game is kind of like big time trash, but because it's only $2, people still bought it because it's only $2. They're like, it's only $2. How bad can it be? Well, it's only $2.
$2 could be expensive.
Hey, I paid $2 for it, and it was worth $2 because it's only $2. That's
actually a copy of that one to try to help get some sales, even though it was only $2.
Yeah,
but I fucking hate it. I'm not even going to try Gun World 2, unfortunately.
I'll give the second one a shot. Why not? The first one was only $2, so it, who knows? It was made by one guy. It was $2. There, what was the one that came out for $3? The one puzzle game? Was that
Cubot?
Yeah, Cubot. That was
good, though.
That was another one. Just a puzzle game that came out at $3.
And what was that, and then it was fuck, what was it? Moon for $4. It was like
1680 the Moon.
Yeah. Yeah, 1680 or 6180 the Moon.
Yeah, 6180.
I think $4. That was fun as shit though.
Yeah. It's
and a quick and easy completion.
People are so happy to take a risk on a cheap game because people want to support more cheap games coming out instead of, you know, the current thing is like all games nowadays are minimum $15. A lot of them are $20. We're seeing digital games come out at 30, 40, 50 games these days that are digital only, that when a $5 game or cheaper comes out, people are going to jump on it. So I think right now it might not make sense to do it on console, but I think you'd be surprised.
You know what I just found out?
What?
So to give you an idea of how well my speed run went, I just found out that there's a game over screen. I didn't even know that existed. Fuck.
Yeah. You're going to have to start the level again.
You're a champion.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Don't apologize. Fuck him.
Yeah, I'm grinning. I'm grinning on the other side, though. But
nice.
Times where the camera might have been fun to have on for once, where you just look at him and he's just flipping you off on the camera as you're failing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I did flip off the camera a couple of times, actually.
Oh, but anyway, after that tangent about cheap games, I guess we could wrap up the show. You did send me a YouTube link for the soundtrack of the game, so I'm going to play some of the music from that to end the show. It has been an absolute pleasure talking with you. I'm kind of bummed that your food didn't show up during the recording, but
it actually did, but the chat was so good that I decided to wait to eat it. It's waiting me right here.
Well,
a big burger.
By all means, we're going to let you go so you could eat your food. Thank you again for coming on and doing this show. Do you have any final words to give to our listeners to end this episode?
Buy Griffinite Epic, please. And I think that's it.
And don't suck
and
like
thank
shiz.
You for...
Yo, Joe, you want some baller ass shit, though? Yeah. Obrigado.
Obrigado. Yeah, obrigado.